Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher dictating an endoscopy report on Sonia Harris, date of birth 10-8-1960, date of procedure April 3rd, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gulcher. Yeah. Referring physician is Dr. Benji Jose. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, comma, cold biopsy polypectomy, and cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, constipation, comma, dyspepsia, comma, weight loss, comma, colitis on, abnormal CT abdomen pelvis with evidence of ascending and cecal colitis. Description, procedure, informal consent was obtained, period, possible complication, procedure including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possible missing lesion, such as amendments you are explaining to the patient, period, the patient's breaths, and that's the sweet place in the lateral position, sedated by anesthesia service and minor anesthesia care break. While lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination was made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, or retroflex use obtained at the cardioperitoneal section from the stomach, for which all the scope period, patient was then turned around in left lateral position, digital rectal exam was drawn, period, while lubricated lymphocytic video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix or ileocecal valve and confluence of the folds, period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, rectum, period. Retroflex use obtained of the rectum, period. Boston Bowel Prep score was graded as a 6,2-2-2, fair prep, period. Retroflex use obtained, the patient had the procedure well without any complications. Findings, at upper endoscopy, the proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Neckline, the Z line, was mildly irregular at 38 centimeters from the pipe block with evidence of LA grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, there was a approximately 1 to 2 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. There was evidence of a non-obstructive Schatzky's ring. Next line, there was patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenal bulb and sweep appeared erythematous and nodular. Common biopsies were obtained throughout for further evaluation and histology. Next line, otherwise, in D2, there was an approximately 15 to 20 millimeter polyp. In D2 to D3, there was an approximately 15 millimeter polyp that was pale appearing. This was biopsied for histology and further evaluation. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line. Overall, the mucosa appeared unremarkable with no evidence of colitis noted, particularly on the ascending or cecum. Ascending colon or cecum, random right colon biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology. Next line, there was a diminutive transverse colon sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sessile descending colon polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 2 sigmoid colon diminutive sessile polyps removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, pending pathology results of the D2 polyp will refer to CARE at Orlando Health for EMR. Next line, recommend daily PPI, omeprazole 20 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast daily. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, consider hemorrhoidal banding. We'll discuss in the clinic at follow-up visit. Thank you.